The role of the community courts or traditional courts is a role of mediation, arbitration, conciliation, and reconciliation, as it were. For Africans, justice needs to be dispensed for free of charge. So the question of access to court to us is non-negotiable. People of different classes must have access to a court on equal basis. The role that they play is one that ensures that there is a continuing stability in our communities by way of resolving conflicts, by way of resolving cases which emanate either from theft or from criminal activities and so on and so forth. These courts employ what we call restorative justice system. We don't believe on putting upfront the issue of punishing, but we put upfront the issue of restoring order and law in our community. Therefore, if people want their issues to be resolved from a family level to a level where community gets disorganized by some hooligans or people who are engaged in criminal activity, those issues, once they are put in front of the court, there is a participation of the community itself in those courts.
Can you give us some of the methods that are employed to actually punish people?
The resolve of that court and its decision, it becomes a community decision, therefore everybody must uphold it. So if I may make an example, if the boys, for instance, might have committed a petty crime and they get reported into the community court, the community court can take a decision which then fines those boys, wherein maybe they may be expected to present a sheep or a goat or a cow for their deed. Another example is if one man interferes with another man's wife, a decision is then taken to punish that man by naming and shaming him to the community because he has committed something that you would refer in the contemporary terms as a scandal. And that is a crime that is totally unacceptable.
Now, how effective can these courts be in urban areas?
We believe that in an African context, community courts should also be available in the urban areas because those urban areas are actually inhabited by our own people who are Africans. So you look at these courts as community courts, but in terms of their outlook and their image and their identity, they are African in terms of letter and spirit. Therefore, they are also relevant in the urban areas because these are urban areas located in a country which is in Africa.
Are they there in South Africa? Do you have any community courts in urban areas?
Yes, we do.
And how effective are they?
They are not only effective, they are efficient from time to time. Even a court which is based on the magisterial district, it refers some of the community issues to that court as a result of its effectiveness.